Hello, welcome to the Coalition of Black Trades Unions segment of Labor Radio, celebrated here on KBOO 90.7 FM, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, where the heart of the community comes alive 7 days a week.
Before we start our show, we would like to remind our listeners that KBOO is a nonprofit organization, a registered 501c3. We showcase our independence. We are supported by the community, highlighting local artists and activists who are the essence of life in the Pacific Northwest. Text KBOO 00 to 44321. We're your hosts, Tina Turner Morfitt, Dr. Audrey Terrell, and Deborah Hall. We are retirees representing Oregon, ASME, UAW, and AFT.
Oregon Coalition of Black Trade Unionists would like to share with you our special recognition of Kwanzaa. The information is from the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The web address is www.mahc.sami.edu/Kwanzaa. We call it Kwanzaa. The name actually comes from a Swahili phrase, Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits of the harvest, and is rooted in first fruit celebrations which are found in cultures throughout Africa, both in ancient and modern times. December 26 begins the season of Kwanzaa, a time for families and communities to come together to remember the past and to celebrate African American culture. Created in 1966 by Malana Ron Karinga, Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday that celebrates history, values, family, community, and culture. The ideas and concepts of Kwanzaa are expressed in the Swahili language, one of the most widely spoken languages in Africa. The seven principles which form its core were drawn from communitarian values found throughout the African continent. These principles are umoja, which means unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Its day of celebration is December 26, which is the first day of Kwanzaa. A song for reflection, perhaps. Worth Is Waiting Gold is the title of the song, Rally Around the Flag, by Still Pulse. The corresponding candle for this principle is black, and placed in the number 4, which is the center position of the Kanara, and the first candle lit, and also the only candle lit each day.
Marcus say, red for the flood, the flood like the river. Marcus say,
Kuwajika Kujulia means self-determination. To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. This second Principles Day is December 27th. A song for reflection which ties in with this principle. I Am Black Gold of the Sun by Rotary Connection and Minnie Riperton. The corresponding candle for this principle is red, placed in the number 3 position of the Kanara, and the second candle lit. Collective work and responsibility to build and maintain our community together and make our community's problems our problems and to solve them together. This Principles Day is December 28th. Another song for reflection titled Optimistic by the Sounds of Blackness. The corresponding candle for this principle is green, placed in the 5th position of the Kanara and the 3rd candle lit.
I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unions segment of Labor Radio, highlighting the works of the working class, by the working class, for the working class, here on KBOO 90.7 FM, where the heart of the community comes to life 7 days a week. Help us reach our year-end goal of $75,000 to maintain the oldest media institution in Oregon. Text KBOO to 44321.
Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. This Principal's Day is December 29th. A song for reflection, We're a Winner by Curtis Mayfield. The corresponding candle for this principal is red and placed in the second position of the Kanara, and the fourth candle lit. Nia, which means purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. The day for this principle is December 30th. Song for reflection, Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. Corresponding candle for this principle is green. Placed in the number 6 position of the Kanara, and the 5th candle lit.
Keep on.
Kaumba, creativity. To always do as much as we can to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. The day for this principle is December 31st. Song for Reflection, Africa by John Coltrane. The corresponding candle for this principle is red and placed in the number one position of the Kanara, and the sixth candle lit. Means faith. To believe with all our hearts in our people and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. This principle's day is the final day of Kwanzaa, which is January 1st. A song for reflection. Another great song. Keep Your Head to the Sky by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Very fitting. The corresponding candle for this principle is green, and placed in the number 7 position of the Kanara, and the 7th and final candle lit.
Stay tuned.
There are some other lyrical interpretations of these principles. Another song comes to mind, a song called Seven Principles by Sweet Honey in the Rock. This original song was written by Bernice Johnson Reagan. Emoja, unity that brings us together. Kuichagulia, we will determine who we are. Ujima, working in building our nation. Ujamaa, we'll spend our money wisely. Nia, we know the purpose of our lives. Kaumba, all that we touch is more beautiful. Amani, we believe that we can. We know that we can. We will anyway that we can. Kwanzaa is a time of learning, family, and celebration. During the week of Kwanzaa, families and communities come together to share a feast, to honor the ancestors, affirm the bonds between them, and to celebrate Africa and African-American culture. Each day they light a candle to highlight the principle of that day and to breathe meaning into the principles with various activities, such as reciting the sayings or writings of great Black thinkers and writers, reciting original poetry, African drumming, and sharing a meal of African diaspora-inspired foods. The table is decorated with the essential symbols of Kwanzaa, such as the kanara, which is the candle holder, the makeka, which is the mat, mahindi, which is corn to represent the children. The colors of the Pan-African flag, red, it's the struggle, black, the people, and green, the future, are represented in spaces as decorations, and in the clothing worn. These colors were first proclaimed to be the colors for all people of the African diaspora by Marcus Garvey. Meals also play a large part in the celebration of Kwanzaa. Throughout the week, favorite African American dishes, as well as traditional African, Caribbean, and South American recipes are on many menus and served in many homes, churches, and celebrations. On December 31st, the sixth day of Kwanzaa, there is a large feast called Karamu. Just like other Kwanzaa meals, any dish can be included as part of the Karamu. This is a very important time for the African American community, not only in our country, but in other countries and in other cultures as well. We are proud and excited to be able to provide this information and to share with our listeners. Thank you.
Of Black Trade Unions, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. We have suspended our face-to-face meeting and are utilizing Google Meet to conduct our monthly meetings. Our next meeting will be held January the 14th, 2025. Holla!
Our email address is orcbtu10, and that's the number 10, 10, @gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Please join us in our evolving adventure of representing Black union workers. We boldly state that KBOO Community Radio ignites the heart of the city 7 days a week. Help us carry on this legacy. Click the red box on the mobile app or text KBOO to 44321. Happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, and with that, we will say, holler!